In the spirit of reconciliation, we acknowledge that this podcast is being recorded on the traditional lands of the Kulin Nation. We pay respect to the elders, past, present, and emerging, and extend that respect to any First Nations peoples listening today.
Hello and welcome to the CTK podcast. I'm your host, Paul, the PE teacher, podcast teacher, and today I'm joined by Caleb, Emmanuel, and Abraham. We're going to be talking about grade 5-6 camp. Just for a change of pace, it's going to be very much a conversational podcast today. A little later on, we're going to hear from Mercy and Haley, who are going to talk about some of their favorite non-school days. And then we're also going to hear from some 3-4 kids later in the show as well. So it's really fun to hear the kids' voices. It's really fun to be part of the podcast today. So let's dive straight into it. So recently, the grade 5-6s went on camp to Anglesey. It was an overnight 2-day camp. It was jam-packed full of fun activities. It was a really great time. Abraham, how did you feel about going to camp a few weeks ago?
It was so fun. It looked amazing. Like, the cabins were great. I was with all my friends. And as soon as I came in, I saw, like, all the other activity that the other children were doing.
Right on, right on. Emmanuel, overall, how did you feel about camp?
Overall, camp was great because we get to have, like, more time to spend with our friends out of school and get to know our teachers a little bit more.
Caleb, how were your feelings about camp?
I really enjoyed it. Maybe I enjoyed it more than last time. But I didn't expect that my group was going to go canoeing first, and I got very wet. That wasn't fun at all.
Well, it's good to hear some of your anecdotes like that. So let's dive a little bit deeper, because there were so many great activities. You know, across a couple of days, there was canoeing, beach walks, vertical challenges, skateboarding, and so much more. So Caleb, what was your favorite activity over the 2 days?
I think my favorite activity was the camp search. It was really fun, but then it was really also tiring because I thought it would be easy, like, looking for things, but then you had to, like, run and, like, you were in a hurry to, like, get the most points. But I think camp search was my favorite activity.
Yeah, you guys were running around like maniacs. You guys really wore yourself out on that one, but learnt so much about everything that was around the camp, which was cool. Emmanuel, how about you? What was your favorite activity?
My favorite activity was skateboarding because, like, it was really fun and they really teach me how to skateboard. So, like, now I'm very good at skateboarding and I could even, like, ask my mom if she could buy me one.
Right on. How is that going? How is that request going? Is she hearing you out? Do you think you might end up with a skateboard or not?
Probably not.
Keep on asking. Maybe Christmas time. Abraham, how about you? What was your favorite activity?
My favorite activity was the vertical challenge. I'm scared of heights, but that experience really made me forget all about it. Even when I did look down, it was still really fun. And once I got to the top, it was unbelievable how great the view was. I could see everything, and it was pretty late, so I could see the sun going down. The view was amazing.
So one of the things I'm wondering about camp is, you know, I'm 34 now. I was lucky to go on camp all through primary school, all through high school. And even all these years later, I still remember what a great experience it was. It comes with a lot of challenges too. You learn a lot about yourself. Was there anything that you guys learned about yourself that you didn't expect? You know, was there something that happened where you went, oh, hey, maybe I'm a little braver than I thought, or maybe that person is my friend when I didn't realize they were? Was there anything that you learned about yourself whilst on camp?
What I learned was, like, I thought I was, like, very scared of heights because I knew I was scared of heights, but then when I went on the vertical challenge, I was like, okay, maybe this is going to be easy. But then I made it to, like, the very top, and it was very, like, there was this, like, good feeling that, like, I wasn't, like, scared of heights anymore. And I don't know how to explain it, but, like, it's just really good, and, like, it feels like a new, like, refreshed, like, goal you've achieved.
Yeah, there's like a sense of achievement there, isn't it? You push past that fear. Abraham, was there something you learned about yourself on camp?
Well, I did, and I learned it in the skateboarding activity. I do have a skateboard, but I was too terrified to ever ride on it. So it was always inside my garage, never touched. But then once I went to the class, I thought maybe I'd give this a try. And it turns out that with, like, even 1 hour of practice, I got the hang of it, and it was really fun and easy.
I think that comes down to having a really good teacher. Like, when I was in the skateboarding activity, like, I haven't been on a skateboard in 20 years, but I did back-to-back skateboarding. And halfway through the first lesson, I felt confident again. And then during the second lesson, I actually felt like I could skateboard again, which was really cool. But I think it came down to the great teachers. Like, I've tried for years to skateboard without someone helping me. You know, you just get out on a skateboard, you try, you fall over, all that stuff. But there were really good teachers and camp leaders at camp, which I thought was great. You know, you've got to have great people leading those activities so you can love them. And I can clearly hear that you guys had a good time there as well. So what I really want to know now, what was the hardest part of camp? What was something you had to kind of overcome? You know, maybe it was stress and worry about going to camp. Maybe it was not getting enough sleep. What was the biggest challenge for camp?
For me, it was sleeping because this is like my second time using a sleeping bag.
Yep.
And I had no idea how to get into it. So trying to sleep for like rocket science, so I just ended up using it as a blanket.
Right on. Caleb, how about you? Was there a challenge you had to overcome?
I think the challenge that I had to overcome was definitely like the people in my cabin. Well, not really, but like sleeping overnight in a new place. I have done that before, but not with like the people like in my school and like other. I've only done that with like family. But I think that was like really great for me to overcome that fear, because like I feel like more confident like sleeping with like maybe like in like a sleepover with another friend, like not only family but other friends too.
Well, I think everybody at camp learns that even if, you know, maybe you're not with your best friends in your cabin, maybe if you don't get any sleep, maybe if there's an activity you don't love, you still survive. You still get home in one piece, which I think we all did, as tired as we all were. Every single kid was asleep on my bus on the way home, maybe except two or three. So we were all pretty worn out and earned that day off very much. So I guess the last thing I want to talk about is, you know, it was a beach camp. We didn't do any swimming or surfing, but there were still plenty of opportunities to get wet. Did any of you guys get wet during the camp, you know, and, you know, ruin your socks, ruin your shoes, ruin whatever? Yeah. All right, Abraham, what happened to you?
So I was in canoeing. Yeah, we didn't capsize or anything, but the other people in my canoe, they had a little bit of a water fight, and I was hit in the crossfire. So my pants and my shoes got absolutely soaked.
Emmanuel, what about you?
Same as Abraham, we were in the canoeing. So when we were turning our boat, some of the other people in my boat were turning the other side, and then we were like moving and turning, and some of the water like splashed on us, and then we got wet.
How about you, Caleb?
I think it's the same with both of them too, my canoeing. And it was so annoying because like it was so hard to like row, because the paddle was like, it was new for me to paddle, and it was like very hard to canoe because the water was very like strong. And I think that was so annoying because I had to change, and that was my favorite hoodie.
I think most people got some form of wet during canoeing. Unfortunately, some people did capsize, and not everyone was at fault in that situation. You know, some people been a little bit silly, a little bit out of control, but much like we said, you know, you survive, you get on with it, and then you have fun doing some other things. So as we start to wrap it up with you guys, it's been a great conversation. Is there anything else you wanted to share about camp? Caleb?
One was the beach walk. I didn't really go on the beach walk because we didn't have time, but there was like a playground next to the canoeing. So that's where we went instead. I was really bummed that we couldn't go to the beach because my friends from the other activity group said that they were having so much fun and that like it was like the best place to go. But I was really bummed out, but at least I still got to play with my friends in the playground, and yeah.
Well, good on you for dealing with that disappointment, because I was similar. I saw the photos of the beach walk, like I didn't get to go on that activity, and I was a little bit bummed as well that I missed out on that, because even though it was cold, it looked beautiful down there. Abraham, anything else you wanted to share about camp?
It's the same, the beach walk. It was really fun. That's the second activity I got wet in.
Oh, he's rubbing it in, Caleb.
So me and my other activity mates, we put our like feet deep inside the sand, and we were pretending to fall down. And I even tried to skid a few rocks. I'm not really that good at it.
So I guess the final thing I want to know from you guys, is there any advice you have for people going on camp? You know, maybe it's some advice for people that are worried about it. Maybe it's some advice for people that have really high expectations. Like one of the challenges I saw for some kids was they expected a lot. You know, they hear that we're going to a beach camp, so they expected to be swimming and surfing and stuff like that. And we got there and they're a little bit disappointed. So do you guys have any advice for people getting ready for camp?
Never let yourself down because you can help yourself. Even though you're scared of heights, you might at least try. And even though you don't know how to skateboard, they will teach you and you'll learn how. And you might become good at it.
And that's great advice. You know, don't give up. Believe in yourself. Don't let yourself down. Because I do think if you came home having not done an activity, you'd probably regret it, you know. So good on you, man. That's great advice. Abraham, what about you?
If there's any, like, activity or something that you think you'd be scared of that you're not confident in, I'd say always give it a go. You might be in the bus or you might go home and thinking, that looked so fun. I wonder why I didn't go.
Definitely, definitely. What about you, Caleb?
I think if you're really scared to, like, sleep overnight with other people, just give it a go because in, like, the people in your cabin, you might, like, make new friends with them. You might be friends with them. I feel like it's really fun hanging out with your cabin mates.
Well, I know that I was really grateful to share that experience with you guys. You know, sometimes I still feel just like a big kid getting to go on camp and getting to go on excursions and things like that with you. So it was similar for me. You know, I got to really enjoy getting to know some of you guys a little bit better and experiencing something away from school, away from, you know, this kind of rules and structures we have here and going to a different place. So it was an absolute pleasure to go on camp with you guys. It was a real joy and it was a real pleasure to talk to you guys and hear your experiences about camp. Thank you so much for sharing with us. Okay, I'm now here with Mercy and Haley, and unfortunately this year they weren't able to go on camp. Obviously excited to go on camp in future years, and they've been on camp before, so they have had some of that experience. But we're instead going to talk about some of the things that we've done at school or through school that aren't a regular school day. So at CTK, we're really lucky to do lots of different events, things like Book Week dress-up day, CTK feast days or colour run days, the celebration of 100 days in prep. We have didgeridoo excursions, camp quality puppet shows, all sorts of things. So Haley and Mercy, we're going to talk about what your favourite kind of best days at school that weren't a normal school day. So Haley, for you, what's been an experience outside of your normal school day that you've loved doing at CTK?
Probably my favorite experience at CTK was CTK's Got Talent Day because, like, it's kind of like Australia's Got Talent, but, like, at school, and it's, like, really fun to see all the students perform things that they've practiced.
Very cool, very cool. So I actually, unfortunately, haven't been here for a CTK's Got Talent Day. So what does the event look like? Before we talk about what you two did for CTK's Got Talent, what does it look like?
I'm pretty sure Lucy or, like, Tracy hosted it, and it was, like, at the hall, and there was, like, lots of students. Like, they were, like, doing Just Dance, and they were, like, singing solo or, like, duets and stuff.
Very cool, very cool. And is CTK's Got Talent something you would encourage other people to do?
Mm-hmm. It, like, kind of, like, boosts off your confidence, and it's really good.
That's awesome. So in boosting your confidence, what performance did you two do? Did you work together or did you work separately? What was it you did for CTK's Got Talent?
It was a whole class thing that Vin organised.
And Mercy, what was the performance?
We did like a Just Dance.
Oh, awesome. And how did it feel to be performing a dance in front of the whole school? I'm sure that was a little bit nerve-wracking.
We felt nervous at first, but then like we got comfortable.
So what was it that made you more comfortable? I imagine you would have done a lot of practice, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. We started at like 15 minutes before the performance, in class.
So even on the day you did a little rehearsal. Yeah, and that helps your confidence because it can be scary getting up in front of everyone. Did you guys notice positive comments, negative comments after the performance? What was the kind of feedback you got?
Some negatives, but like it was some positives too.
Interesting, interesting. I know that for me, even as a, you know, confident adult, that sometimes negative comments can really affect you. I love that that hasn't shaken your confidence because unfortunately some people do focus on the negative, but I bet you guys did a really wonderful performance and I can tell that you feel good about it because you're here talking about it. So is there anything else you wanted to share about that performance, how you felt, maybe some advice for people that want to do CTK's Got Talent this year but might be a little bit scared? What do you think?
Just do a lot of practice for your talent, and if you keep on practicing, then you'll get more comfortable with it, and then maybe you can perform in front of your family so that it, like, helps you.
That's awesome advice. Mercy, is there anything you wanted to add to that, or she kind of nailed it?
Like, when you practice a lot and then when you muck up a little bit, like, little thing, just ignore it and just keep going and until you, like, finish, and then just ignore the negative comments and just be positive.
I'm sure you guys made some mistakes, right? Yeah, yep. Definitely. But during the performance, I find that the only people that really know the mistake has happened is the person that's done it. So if you don't make a big deal out of that, you can actually get on. And as you two have proven, you survived. So that's really well done. Now, you don't have to give away your secrets, but are you two planning on doing CTK's Got Talent again this year?
We have no idea still.
No worries. Well, to those people who are listening, there are two really talented girls here that are up for some good ideas. So we've spoken about CTK's Got Talent. We've recently had Book Week Dress Up Day. Have you two enjoyed Book Week Dress Up Day, Mercy?
Yep.
Yeah, what about you, Hayley?
Yep.
Awesome. So, I mean, even for me, being a super old man now, I still remember all my dress-up days. They're really special. Hayley, what was your favourite dress-up day? What did you come to school dressed up as?
When I was in, like, prep and grade one, I didn't really dress up as anything because I didn't have any costumes. But, like, in grade four, I dressed up as Hermione, I think. And then this year I matched with Mercy and Herman as Alvin and the Chipmunks.
Oh, that is awesome that you guys teamed up and did one together. That's lots of fun. Did it take lots to organise the three of you doing the same thing?
Yeah.
Yeah? Yeah. What was involved in having to organise and coordinate the three of you?
We had to, like, we just talked about it a lot, like, in case we, like, wear the wrong thing and it would look embarrassing.
So how did it feel on the day for the three of you to all be matching and come together as a team? Did it all work out?
Yeah.
Yeah, awesome. All right, so as we start to wrap it up, is there anything else you wanted to share about Book Week or CTK's Got Talent?
Last year on Book Week, that's actually when Mercy and I met, because that's when she came to Christ the King.
So that's an extra special day for you two, because that was the start of your friendship. Fantastic. Well, that's a lovely thing to share and a lovely note to end on. Mercy, Hayley, it's been an absolute pleasure to talk to you about some of your best days doing non-school work. Thanks so much.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay, as we now head towards the end of our camp and excursion reflection episode, I'm really lucky to be joined by three brand new people on the CTK podcast. Thank you, Kayla, Naomi, and Shanjiv for joining us. We're going to talk about grade 3-4 camp because we recently just got back from that. We just had the 5-6s on the show talking about their experiences of camp. They learned so many amazing things, had such a wonderful time, and I was lucky this year to go on both camps. So we went into Melbourne City. We had two really busy days, but two really fun days. We went to Acme, we went to Federation Square, the old Melbourne jail, we went on a Yarra River cruise, we went to the Loom, we made music, we ate at Grilled. What an incredible 2 days. So I want to kick it off by asking, Naomi, what was your favourite part about camp?
The Loom.
The Loom. So what was it about the Loom that you loved?
Because I loved the art and about the story of the Aboriginal people.
It's a really beautiful place, and for those that haven't been, it's like a live interactive art gallery where there's all these projections of amazing artwork and you kind of get to be a part of the art, don't you?
Yeah.
Have you ever been to something like that before, Naomi? No, it's a one-of-a-kind experience, isn't it? How about you, Kayla? What was your favourite part of camp?
I really like Acme.
Acme. So that is the Australian Centre for the Moving Image, a museum about film and television. So, Kayla, what was one of your favourite things you saw at Acme?
The old ways they make movies.
So you saw some like stop motion animation and things like that. Before we had digital videos, there were these old ways of making movies. Did you see these as well, Naomi?
Yeah.
Yeah, it was pretty cool to see the way movies used to be made, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Shanjiv, what was your favourite part of camp?
My favourite part of camp was the Eureka Sky Deck.
Oh, I didn't even mention that in the introduction. So we went there late at night and got to see Melbourne City from high up with all the beautiful lights. What a special experience.
Yeah.
Had you ever done that before?
No.
No. So that's your first time there. Is that something you'd encourage other people to do?
Yeah, it's like kind of scary at the when you first go there, but then you'll get used to it once you get like a bit comfortable when you get there.
So one of the things that's really important to think about camp is if there were any challenges, you know, was there anything that was really difficult or really hard for you that you overcame? Because, you know, I know for me it can be hard to get sleep. It can be hard to have enough energy to survive the whole day. You know, they're really big days. So Shanjiv, what was a challenge for you?
To stay happy and don't be worried.
Right. So what were some of the things that you might have been worried about before camp or during camp?
Like, how do I get enough sleep on nighttime and instead of people annoying me when they keep turning on lights and off and light and on and off?
It can be really tricky because sleep gives us the energy we need to survive. So good on you for putting up with that. Naomi, what was one of the challenges for you?
Probably when we were like walking a lot to like the train stations and stuff.
Yeah, it was a lot of walking. I think a few kids' legs were nearly falling off. Kayla, was there a challenge for you?
Sleeping.
Well, the good thing about challenges is, especially in this situation, you all overcame it. You all dealt with those problems and got on with it. And I think the day off after camp helped us catch up on sleep a little bit as well. I'm wondering, do you guys have any advice for people that haven't been on camp but might be feeling a little bit worried or stressed about camp?
I would say if you are worried, just think to yourself and say that it's going to be all right and that think about all the good things that's going to happen there.
Very cool. Shanjeev, what would you say to them?
Think about, like, if you go with your family, that's what's happening. And, like, keep everything fun. Don't, like, be worried. Just stay happy and don't worry.
Camp can be a real challenge, and I'm really proud of you and the rest of your classmates for dealing with that challenge. You guys were actually really good and kept your spirits. The vibe was really good at camp. It was really, really fun, and especially going on both 5, 6, and 3, 4. I'm lucky to see all of you at camp and get to know you a little bit better. Were there any new friendships you guys made or anything that you were surprised that you learnt at camp? You know, maybe you learnt something in a museum. Maybe you had a good conversation with someone new, an adult, another student. Was there anything that you got out of camp that you didn't expect? Naomi.
At the Melbourne jail, I learned lots of facts about what happened there a long time ago and that what they would give for food and how would they like stay in there.
It would have been pretty miserable to be in that jail back. I think it closed 99 years ago now, so thankfully things have changed a lot since then, but there were pretty bad conditions in there, weren't there? Yeah. Even just going there was a bit creepy and cold and weird, so imagine what it was like to actually be stuck in there. Well, thank you guys so much for joining me today to talk about your experience with camp. Is there anything else you wanted to mention about your experience at camp?
That's super fun, and you should totally go when you're bored.
Awesome. Naomi, anything else you wanted to say?
That if you ever go, I hope that you always would enjoy it.
Excellent. Shanjeev, any final thoughts?
If you ever have the chance to go with your family or like any school camps, just take it easy and don't stress anything about it and have fun.
Right on. Well, it's been lovely to talk to the three of you. Thanks so much for sharing your experiences of camp. Well, that's the show for this week. Make sure you subscribe if you haven't already. You can also help us reach more people by leaving us a 5-star rating on Spotify and a 5-star rating and review on Apple Podcasts. Please tell your friends, tell your families, uncles, aunties, grandmas, grandpas, anyone you're connected with would love to hear these stories from our wonderful school. Thank you again for listening, and we'll see you next time.